Listen to Boston Public Radio. I am Jim Browdy. She is Marjorie Egan. It's 1 o'clock, so it must be open mic. That would ordinarily on a Friday mean Emily Rooney, but Emily is off today. So sitting in her chair, actually sitting in her own chair at home, because she snowed in on her last day after 30 years at the Boston Herald, is half of the legendary Inside Track. Good afternoon, and this is a sad day. Laura Raposa, what are you doing?
I'm sitting writing the Sunday column.
Laura, you're down in Situate. How much snow do you have down there?
Marjorie, I can't even get out my back door.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. And Steve actually, shoveled today, and it doesn't even look like he shoveled at
Wasn't
all.
Your husband supposed to be on NECN this morning? Did he make
yes,
it?
Yes, and then it took him 2 hours to get up to the Braintree Split from Route 3, and they called him, and they bumped him.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, he should badmouth NECN in his next column. It's Steve Sire, for those who don't know, from the Boston Globe.
Yeah, I think I picked a bad day for a three-hour drive this afternoon, didn't I?
Laura, how does this feel? You told me the other night on television you started as what you called a copy girl at the Boston Herald.
I was.
And now it's over. How does that feel?
It's sad. It's very sad, and I've done a lot of crying. Not today, but I've done a lot of crying. And I don't know what to say about it. You know, I've had so much fun. I've done everything.
Tell us.
Oh my gosh.
What's your highlights? If you're looking back on your career writing gossip for the Herald, what's the highs?
Well, most of them, I think well, first of all, the John Kerry yacht story, which has to be my favorite story of all.
Tell people about that.
Well, John Kerry had bought this yacht, had it built down in New Zealand, I believe. And it was designed by a guy up here in Newport, and decided that he would dock it in Newport because he wanted to skirt the sales tax for buying this yacht, this $7 million yacht. And so we
$7 million yacht. Go
ahead. That was great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so we exposed him, and now allegedly the boat is docked or berthed,
allegedly,
in Martha's Vineyard, which is part of Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And he has had to pay tax on it.
I love it. Give us another one.
Most of them have to be, well, then there's, of course, they're all pretty much John Kerry. There's the hydrant story.
The hydrant story.
Remember the hydrant story?
Yes. Oh, boy, do we have Louisburg Square. This is a great one.
The hydrant story.
I love that story. We're up in Louisburg Square. That outside the house, Teresa kept parking in front of the house and near parking in front of the hydrant. And so people complained, and of course, it's against the law. And so she had the fire hydrant moved, just moved to another part on the street.
Why wouldn't she?
Because she can.
Well, who hasn't? Who hasn't had their fire hydrant moved if it's right in front of their house? I thought we were supposed to call her Teresa.
Hey, Laura Raposa, I am guessing. I don't know if you've actually cataloged this. Is it a safe guess that Tom Brady has broken the all-time record for most mentions in the Inside Track?
I don't know, because I don't know if it's Tom or it was John Kennedy.
Oh, God.
Wait, young
late
John,
John
Kennedy?
Kennedy?
Well, of course young John Kennedy.
Okay, so of course that's right. Yeah.
The hunk to tootie hunk.
He was the hunk to tootie hunk.
He got a lot of ink.
Yeah, he did.
He did get a lot of ink. Yeah.
That's a great point. John Kennedy Jr., Tom Brady. Is there somebody else up there at the top of the list?
No.
You've covered every move of Aerosmith, haven't you? I mean, I've seen them
pretty much. Yeah. I went on the road with them.
You did?
Yeah, I opened the House of Blues with them in Los Angeles. I've had a lot of fun with Aerosmith.
So why, if this is so great and you've had such a great time, other than the fact that you're snowed in your house, why are you quitting after 30 years?
She wants to cook. She's a great cook.
Well, let her. What is that about?
Well, as Marjorie said, thank you, Marjorie, by the way.
You're welcome.
I feel like, as I explained to you the other night, I have a second act in me. I'm 51 years old. I don't, you know, I always thought, Jim, that I was going to be the person that shut the lights off at the Herald. I always thought that. You know, and something happened when we moved from 300 Harrison Avenue.
Yeah, the gritty old newsroom with all the mouse traps.
My home.
Under everyone's desk.
Yeah. For 29 years.
Yeah.
You know, and then we moved to this beautiful, you know, beautiful new building and rehabbed building. Beautiful building. But we lost our office, and, you know, it was you didn't feel like you were part of a team anymore, and it just didn't feel, it just felt different for me, and I'm only speaking for me, I'm not speaking for Gail.
No, we
it
understand
just felt
that.
Different for me, and I've done everything.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to many Super Bowls. I've been to 2 World Series.
Really?
2 NBA Finals, a Stanley Cup, a Ryder Cup, All-Star Games. I've covered inaugurations. You get August on the Vineyard with Clinton and Obama. Of course, the Clinton ones were a hell of a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
tell us. Any great parties or any great scoops you can
relay from Clinton? Well, first of all, when Clinton's left 1 year, and I can't remember what year it was, I went into the place where they stayed, and God, they're pigs. They were like, it left all these. When you're a guest in someone's house, don't you, you know, do the bed and put all your towels in a pile and put
really?
Them on the washing? No, this place. Like it was a hotel.
Well, didn't they take all the silverware when they left, apparently?
That was the White House.
And took the letter K? No, out of the White House.
Yeah, out of
the
White House.
And the letter K. Hey, Laura Raposa, I asked you this the other night, but a lot of people think that you were scarred by your first round knockout on Master Chef or Celebrity Chef. What happened
there?
Why
would I leave the Herald then?
I don't know. But,
I have been totally scarred by that.
What happened exactly? Everybody says you're a fabulous cook.
She is a fabulous cook.
I've sampled some of it years ago. How did you lose so quickly on such an incredible opportunity?
You know why? Because Gordon Ramsay didn't like gossip columnists. Mm. You know, that was what he didn't like. And I really am not supposed to call myself a gossip columnist.
You're not?
Marjorie, I'm a celebrity journalist.
I'm sorry.
All right. You can't say that.
Okay.
But he has gutted in for celebrity journalists, and he was going to make an example out of me. And that's really all it was a chance for him to get back at celebrity journalists, which is unfair because I've never written anything bad about him. Anything I've ever written about Gordon Ramsay was nice. So, but I got blown out. He hated my food.
What was it? What'd you make?
I made this really delicious chicken jumbo, which is a chicken stew, an Italian chicken stew. And what happens is that you cook your chicken, you make your food, and then you have to wait. So my chicken is cooking still in the pot while I'm waiting and waiting and waiting to get my chance to go before the three buffoons, and then he said, your chicken's dried out. I was like, of course it's dried out. You made me wait an hour and a half.
Now, let me ask you, you said you never badmouthed. Did you badmouth him the next day in the column or no?
No.
What is wrong with you?
Never.
Now, hey, by the way, there's somebody apparently on the line who wants to talk to you. I don't know who it is. Welcome to Boston Public Radio with Jim Browdy, Marjorie Egan, and Laura Raposa. Who would this be, please?
This would be Laura's life partner, Gail.
As in Gail Fee, the other half of the Inside Track. Welcome,
Gail.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for calling.
This is like a little reunion here, isn't it?
Yes.
So wait a second. What is life without Laura going to be like for Gail Fee? How's that happen?
It's going to be really boring.
And boring. I said to her yesterday, who am I going to have all this witty repartee with, as we were talking over our desks in One Herald Square yesterday.
Exactly.
Or the new One Herald Square.
So do you have any good stories about Laura Poser in action, Gail, that you can share with us?
I have many good stories.
Share one,
I don't know
please.
Whether Laura wants me to tell
we
them.
We don't care whether she wants. Go ahead. Take it away,
Gail. May I tell the Julia Child story?
You can tell the Julia Child story.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I tell everybody.
So this is many years ago when Julia was still with us. And Laura and I got invited to a party at Julia Child's home, which the kitchen is now in the Smithsonian, but we got to see it in the house. So to me, this is just, you know, another day in the life. But to Laura, this is like going to Mecca. This was the Holy Grail for Laura. This was Julia Child's home that we were visiting. So we get all dressed up and we go to the party and, you know, we're walking around looking at Julia's stuff, her pots, her pans, and Laura is just in awe. She can't believe it. This is like, you know, a 4-year-old in Disneyland or something, you know, but she's just completely verklempt. So at one point, Laura goes to use the ladies' room and comes out of the ladies' room. And unbeknownst to Laura, because we had on, like, long dresses, I guess it was a formal event or something, she had tucked the back of her skirt up into her pantyhose.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's pretty good.
And while walked through Julia's child house and mooned everybody at the party.
Thankfully, it was control top.
Oh, Lord.
It's a beautiful image, I should
That's
say.
Great. You know, all the occupational hazards that the track deals with.
As Gail can tell you, I'll talk to anybody. You know, I'll talk. I don't care who you are. I'll talk to you, royalty, you know, president, whatever. You're just people.
You know,
for some reason, I can't talk to chefs. And we,
we saw Emeril at the Super Bowl. Laura was like, I'm like, Laura, it's Emeril.
It's like I've talked to John F. Kennedy, you know, and Junior, and I was like, oh, you know, hi, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. But Emeril, for some reason, I could not talk.
A Fall River alum like Mark Regan.
Hey, you know, I know you guys don't do this anymore, but for people that don't know about it, you used to have this anonymous, I think it was called Naked City or Naked Boston or something like that.
Yeah, the Naked City.
The Naked City. And tell us what you would do in the Naked City. This was the best read thing, I think, of all. Tell us.
It was the names were omitted to protect the guilty is the tagline. Laura, tell them about the time the guy started yelling at us for being in the Naked City, and it turns out it wasn't him.
Which guy? There were a couple of them.
Oh, the weatherman. We had written like an anonymous item about a weatherman fooling around with a news gal or something, and we ran into him at some event, and he started yelling about
how
we ruined his life and everything, and we're looking at him, and we were scratching our heads going, we never wrote anything about him. What the hell is he talking about?
Why is he yelling at us? How do we ruin his life? Because usually we know.
Right.
You know, Lori, when you were kind enough to come on NECN with me the other night, I asked you a question. I want to ask both of you again, if people didn't see that thing. When you do what you do, and so many people, one, are scared to death of you, or two, so badly want you to promote their thing next week or next month, how do you ever know if anybody really likes you or if it's all BS? I mean, start with you.
It's totally BS. Everything, the whole thing is BS.
What does that mean?
We kind of don't care, right?
Do you really not care? I mean, do you have to have really thick skin? Is that it? You got to have the thickest of skin?
Yeah.
Well, you have to have thick skin because people do. I mean, let's face it. I know Jim asked Laura this the other night, but Gail, when you were, you know, a hard-hitting police reporter, you kind of didn't expect your next career move was going to be becoming a gossip columnist, did you?
No, I never did. And actually, I mean, the reason that I actually took the job was I had very small children at the time, and they were working me like a lunatic off the city desk.
Yeah.
You know, because at the time we were working, you know, 12-hour day was the norm back then. And you know, like I said, I had small kids, and this was an opportunity to make my own schedule. I'm like, I'm there.
By the way, she's not a gossip columnist, Marjorie. She's a celebrity journalist.
I'm sorry.
Celebrity entertainment journalist.
So are you two going to talk to each other anymore after today, or is this the end?
I think we probably will. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we've actually, when you work with somebody this close for 21 years, she's actually become, I mean, I don't have a sister, but Gail's kind of been like my sister. I mean, we fight like sisters. We know each other's aches and pains. You know, we grouse about our family. We grouse about our friends.
Yeah.
We grouse about work. I mean, she's become really my sister. So I would find it very hard to be without my sister.
I know you would resent it very much, Laura Poza, when Gail would take her annual ski vacation and Aspen or wherever it was. Where'd you go skiing every year, Gail? You go off.
I don't know. I go different places.
Yeah, you go
every
different
year.
Places.
You always get 8-10 weeks vacation.
Yeah.
Hey, Gail, you were really kind to call in, the great Gail Fee from the Inside Track, and I don't know what the future is going to hold, but Gail, thanks so much. So, Laura, what's your closing thing? I mean, your career ends in what, 3 hours? Is that it at the Boston Herald?
3 hours. Oh, no, I have to work a full day, Jim.
Okay, so 4 hours, whatever it is, as a celebrity journalist, what are your parting words to your, are you writing a parting thing for Sunday?
Yeah, I'm writing sort of my reminiscence.
Oh, great.
Yes.
So it's going to be in the Sunday Herald.
It'll be in the Sunday Herald, and of course, I'm sure it will be edited to death, because, like, I just call Clinton a boob talker, and I know that's not going to make it in. So.
Oh, why not?
But that's fine. I mean, it describes who he is.
Yeah, it describes who he is.
It's him. I covered two, you know, presidents. I've talked to presidents, one of whom was a boob talker. Everyone's going to know it's Clinton. It's not exactly the Naked City.
Well, now I don't think they'll take it out anymore. Hey, Laura Raposa, we wish you a huge amount of luck. And Gail Fee, we hope just keep on doing it. Thanks
so much.
You better
wish me some luck, too, without Laura.
That's right. Okay,
it's
good
great
luck
to, talk to
Gail.
You both. See you
congratulations to Laura, because you've had a great career and you're going to be much missed. Okay.
You know, not everybody won't admit it, but do you know that that's virtually the first thing that people turn to in
Absolutely.
This town?
Absolutely.
They open the inside
it's sports
track.
Sports and the inside track, and they've been very popular and great journalists for all these many years. Tune in on Monday. We're going to have open mic on Monday at 1 o'clock with the Reverend Eugene Rivers. But up next, we're going to check in with a native son of Massachusetts who gave us a mega hit. Everybody listening to me now knows back in 1969. Stay tuned to listen to our mystery guest. You're listening to 89.7 WGBH.